This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We haven't talked about the Lions' proposals, John.
There were some rule changes.
Teams at this point in the offseason can propose rule changes, and the Lions floated a couple different ideas. I want to know where you stand, and we'll throw it out to people as well, let them participate in this, but are you for or against what the Lions want to tweak?
Well, so the first proposal, the biggest one, is how they seed in the playoffs. And we know last year the Lions got the number one seed. That would remain the same going forward. The division winner with the best schedule, or I mean, the best record would still get the number one overall seed. And then after that, they would be seeded by record. So you don't have a Tampa team or one of these, you know, 9-8, you know, conference champions that gets, you know, home field. Or anything like that. So it would simply go. So the way it would have gone last year is, okay, three teams out of the NFC North. We all know that the Lions won the division with a 15-2 record. Minnesota 14-3, Green Bay 11-6. Lions had the number one seed, but the Vikings were at 5, the Packers at 7. If you reseed this way, the Vikings would have been the 3 seed. And the Packers would have been a 5 seed. So both would have been bumped up 2 positions.
I'm for it. I think St. Brown talked about it at the end of last season. I'm for it. It makes all the sense in the world to me. Winning your division should guarantee you a playoff spot.
Right.
It should not guarantee you seeding. I would love to see this rule change.
It seems very common sense.
Because we've had teams, the extreme. I think we've had a team. Didn't Seattle 1 year make it? With a losing record, they won their division, but maybe went like 7-8-1 or something.
Yeah.
And the idea is, fine, you're in, but you shouldn't get a home playoff game because of that.
Agree. And it's if you come from a tough division like the Lions do, and you will see a lot of these rules in the moment seem a little self-serving.
Sure.
But, and this is a proposal that I think the Chargers came with 2-3 years ago, and it didn't get much support. As other teams get affected by it year in, year out, you'll start to get more support for rules such as this. And there does, you don't want to completely devalue a division title. You still get an automatic bid to the postseason by winning your division. But like you said, it doesn't guarantee that you get a home game. So they're going to devalue it a little bit. You still get to be in the dance.
Yeah.
But you just don't get to host the dance. Which should be the way it is.
That makes sense to me. And we've even had that debate in college football a little bit now, too, mm-hmm. with the expanded playoff is, okay, you win the Big 12. I get it. You deserve a seat at the table. You win the ACC or you win the Mountain West. Fine. You're going to get a seat at the table.
But you'll get a bye.
But yeah, you shouldn't be guaranteed anything. We're still going to seed you 1-12, yeah. Or in the case of the NFL, 1-7 in the AFC, 1-7 in the NFC. And it's easy because we're just going to go by wins and losses. That would make the most sense to me.
Yep. Resume. And it's not going to be, oh, well, you know, we play this division and we have this win, this loss. That's not it. It is simply, what is your overall record? and we'll seed accordingly. So, and I think the other way that it helps is this year you have Detroit playing a first place schedule. And if they end up not winning the division, because it's going to be a tough division, whether or not Aaron Rodgers is with the Vikings and whether or not Jordan Love takes steps forward or Caleb Williams, it's still going to be a very tough division. But then you get to the postseason, and if you are a 10-7 team, but you play in a really tough division, now you might not be able to host a home game, which if you don't win the division, you're not going to anyway. Now all of a sudden you get to play somebody commensurate with your record in the postseason. And now all of a sudden you maybe you're playing a lesser opponent because they had a weaker schedule, but they have the same record you do. Now all of a sudden it works itself out in the end.
So effectively what this would be doing is avoiding what happened last year in the final week of the season. The Lions and the Vikings were chasing a 15-win season. And the loser was going to be the 5 seed.
Right.
Which
you go
felt
from 1
silly,
to 5.
Which
yes.
felt silly, right? The 1 seed is enough of a perk to play for because of the bye week, but you shouldn't tumble all the way down to 5th. And for Minnesota's case, look, they weren't good enough anyway, but they deserved, based on their regular season, to be higher than the 5th seed.
They deserved hosting a game.
Yeah.
Instead of going on the road.
And that's effectively what this proposal from the Lions would do. The other major proposal that they threw out there was they want to change holding penalties, right? Mm-hmm. Defensive holding penalties.
Illegal contact yes. and defensive holding. And the submission is it would not be an automatic first down. Now, if it happens where it's going to be a 5-yard penalty or a spot foul and it creates a first down, then it's a first down. But it's not an automatic first down. If it's 3rd and 8 and it happens, 3 yards down the field, defensive holding, you get 5 yards. Now it's 3rd and 3. Or, yeah, you replay the down, but it's 3rd and 3. You don't get that automatic first down. I don't know that this – I think the – as unlikely as I think the playoff seeding passes this year.
Yeah, I don't think it will.
I don't think this one does either because – why would we want to give the defense any type of advantage? We already know you can't touch the quarterback. You can't touch these receivers. And if you do, we need to make sure that the offense gets a first down.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So again, self-serving. The Lions play a lot of man coverage, press man. They play physical. Terry and Arnold and DJ Reed were the most penalized DBs in the league last year. It's self-serving.
But it's never been harder to play defense in the NFL than it is right now because of the rules that benefit the offense.
Yeah, and it is annoying on 3rd and 18 when you are playing physical with a guy 5 yards deep and it's an automatic first down. Mm-hmm. Like, that is silly, right? We could acknowledge that. I think the reason this won't pass, though, is because teams will be afraid of it being abused. Like, now corners can basically jump you on every third down and
you'd actually have to be able to get off the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, you would. But I think that's why it won't pass.
It's because it would limit offense.
Sure.
And I don't think the NFL right now is in the mode of, we don't want to limit offense. We want to have as many points as possible. We want to have first downs. We want to give these quarterbacks every advantage possible. And defense, you know, buck up, little fella.
Couple ticket texts on these ideas. Hate the playoff idea. Texter says that's essentially getting rid of conferences. I think they might mean divisions. Either way, they're still going to have divisions.
Yeah.
And a texter says with that format, you can be blocked out of the playoffs as a division winner.
No, you can't. You still get an automatic bid. You're just not guaranteed to host a game.
Yeah. If you win the NFC South, for example, which has been a down division,
right,
and you do it at 8-8-1, yeah, you might be the seventh team. You'd be in the playoffs, but you're not going to get a fourth seed home playoff game. You're in the playoffs, but you're not guaranteed to be seeded right any higher than your record suggests. So I like it. You guys can fill in with your thoughts. 248-539-9797. Ticket texters say that they're still fighting about this idea of the rule proposal with the divisions.
Yeah.
The idea that they should seed based on record and not mm-hmm. just division winners, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what the Lions want. Texter says, you might be the seven seed. What if 8 teams from the 3 other divisions have better records?
No. You get an automatic bid to the postseason. You win the division.
You're in, guaranteed.
You're in, guaranteed.
And that's where the guarantees end.
Yes.
You don't get a seed based on the geographic region you play in.
You get a guarantee of at least a 7 seed.
Yes. That would be part of the rule proposal.
Yes.
And that makes a lot of sense to me. On the holding and tweaking that, a texter says, can't they just do away with the spot foul on pass interference, be 15 yards like college? That we don't have a 50-yard play flip the game.
I don't know. I kind of like that being the way it is. I like there are differences between the college game and the pro game, and there are many. But this is one where I think if you don't, the receivers are really good. And if you're just, I'm going to remove this receiver from this moment because I only want to give up 15. I'm just going to go ahead and tackle him before the ball gets here. He's got me. I'm just going to go ahead and trip him up.
It's like a bailout.
Yeah. I just don't like the bailout moment.
All right. 248-539-9797.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.